Did you ever try cheating boys and girls in school? Well, if you didn't, you're an exception, because most boys and girls, sad to say, have a try at cheating. Well, Joe tried that. He liked to have good grades in his history test and other lessons, so he studied extra hard for his history. But just to make sure, he decided to use an old trick that his friend Eddie had told him about. He put some of the dates that were so hard to remember that he was sure would be on his test paper. He put them on a little piece of paper and slipped them up his sleeve. And then he thought, if I need them, I'll look them up. Well, he took the test and he found that the study had paid off much, and it always does, boys and girls, and it seemed quite easy, but some of those dates were really confusing. So there came a time when he looked over his finished test paper and he thought, well, I better check and see if they're all right. And he looked, and Miss Wilson was quite busy at her desk, so he slipped this piece of paper out of his sleeve and he compared his answer. Well, they were pretty good, but there were a few that needed changing. But before he could change them, he noticed someone standing by his side. Oh, Miss Wilson. Miss Wilson reached down for his test paper. I'm sorry, Joe, I'll have to give you a zero on the whole test. And she tore the paper up. It's not fair, Joe protested to his parents when he got home and explained the whole thing to them. Eddie cheated lots of times and he never got caught, but I didn't even do it. I never even changed an answer. And yet she took my paper and she tore it up and gave me a zero on the whole thing. That's really not fair. But son, mother said gently, you were planning to change those answers, and you're just as guilty as Eddie. You must see that. But I didn't do it. Sure, I was going to, but I just didn't do it. So I'm not really guilty. Oh, yes, you are, Dad said. God looks on the heart. He knows in your heart that you planned to cheat. He knows that you would have carried it out if you could have. You see, Joe, temptation to sin isn't wrong, but when you want to sin and you plan to sin, whether you really do it or not, that's wrong in the sight of God. I see what you mean, Joe admitted, but how do I get rid of this thing? Well, you must confess it to God, and you must come to the Lord Jesus, and you must put your trust in Him to save you from your sins. He'll forgive you and take it away and save you from your sins. And that's what you have to do, boys and girls, to get rid of your sins. I hope you get rid of your sins today.